Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, 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 darling. Welcome to Slay the Runway on Living Out Loud Radio. I'm your host, Valencia Poirier. I'm so excited to be with you guys tonight. But before we strut and sashay our stuff on the runway, I'm going to give you a minute to share this with your girls because you all definitely don't want to miss this. Today's topic is where bravery and beauty meet. I am so excited to share this with you guys because it is just so important that as we are slaying the runway of life, that we are brave and we know who we are. So today we're going to be talking about where bravery and beauty meet, being brave in who we are. Yes, I am so excited because in today's society, you know, with work and kids and everything else, everything is just moving at such a fast pace. And it's so easy for us to get lost, chaos of life. That's right. I know for me, being a mom, sometimes I forget who I really am because the truth of the matter is, yes, we're moms, we're wives, we're career women, but that is not who we are. It's what we do, but that is not who we are. That's not the essence of who we are. So today we're going to be talking about finding ourselves and being brave and bringing that person forth, because I believe when we are brave in who we are and we are brave to slay the way that we slay, then that brings out our inner beauty. And so I'm super excited. So we're just going to jump right into it. So like I mentioned, is having the bravery to be yourself is beautiful. When you are choosing to be yourself, you are telling the world to accept me as I am. You're not allowing anyone to put stipulations on you. You're not allowing people to put you in a box. We're not picking up other people's habits, making them our own, and that tends to happen. One of the things that tends to get lost in is relationships, and I'm going to pause right there because that's a deep one. I'm sure that we can all think of, even if we've never been in a romantic relationship, a relationship of some sort where we have lost ourselves, where we have been in this relationship and maybe things that we love to do, that person didn't like to do, so we find ourselves not doing it. Or maybe we like to wear our hair a certain way, and that person says, maybe you shouldn't wear your hair that way, and so we don't anymore. Or maybe people, they don't like that kind of music that we like, and so we tend to do things, change the things about us so that we can be accepted. And I feel like that's really, really important because it's so easy to take on someone else's identity. Mm-hmm. And I know you're probably thinking, well, I still do things that I like to do. But in other ways, it may not be just that you like to do. It can be other ways that we lose our identity. And sometimes we lose our identity and we don't even realize it. I know for me, you know, being 32, I didn't realize that I lost myself until I was about, I want to say, 30. Because what happens is we get caught up in life. We got caught up in responsibilities, you know, going to work every day, you know, paying our bills, being a mom, helping kids with homework, that we never actually take the time to love on ourselves. We never take the time to realize or pay attention to the fact that we've lost ourselves. We've kind of got lost in the chaos of life. I know you guys have heard the saying, it's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. When you lose yourself, it's very difficult to get your life is the haystack, and ourselves is the needle. Once we lose ourselves, it's very difficult to find ourselves because then you have to think, geez, you know, what is my authentic self? is kind of like, I'll use this for an example. It may be like makeup we see online. Some of it may look like a carbon copy of the real thing, but if you're not careful, you'll miss it and you'll end up buying something that is a replica instead of the original. And so that's what happens sometimes in our life. We become a replica of what other people want us to be. We start speaking the way other people want us to speak. Or, you know, if you're on your job, let's just say you are a teacher. You enjoy teaching, but that's not the essence sometimes of who you are. So because you spend so much time teaching and you make great papers and you go home and you're still in teacher mode. And sometimes when we do that and we don't know how to separate ourselves from our careers or separate the fact that we're a mom from who we really, really are, we mix all those things together and we lose ourselves. We don't know who we really are. I know when I realized that I lost myself, it was very difficult. It was a very touching situation for me because I had to think, who am I really? You know, who is Valencia? Who am I? What do I really like to do? Not what other people tell me I like to do, not what my responsibilities tell me I need to do, but what do I love to do? What is my personality? So I had to think. Sometimes what my coach likes to say, dumb down. We start diminishing who we are to appease someone else. And when we do that, we are not being our authentic selves. And actually, when we're not being authentic with who we are, we miss out on a chance for real relationships. I'm going to pause right there. When we are not our authentic selves, we lose out on a chance for real relationships. I'm not talking about just romantic relationships, but friendships. The reason I say that is, like for instance, I'm a very bubbly person. I love life. I like to laugh. I love music. I love positivity, and I like being around positive people. But sometimes, especially in the workplace, you know, in the past, I would find myself being less bubbly, less energetic, less happy, because other people couldn't figure out why I was so happy. And because I wanted to be accepted, and I wanted to feel a part of instead of separate, I begin to not show so much excitement. I begin to live in a cocoon. And without even knowing it, I was suffocating myself and losing myself, and I didn't even realize it. And so when I say when we lose ourselves, we miss out on authentic relationships because there are people out there that love people just like you. So if you are bubbly, be bubbly. Go in there happy. Hey, give everybody a high five if you want to, because you're going to attract the right people. There are people that love, if you love music and you're friends with someone that doesn't necessarily like your type of music, don't worry about it. There are people that will enjoy what you're doing. And you don't have to feel apologetic about it. Because when we're putting on a front and we're pretending to be someone we're really not, and we are drawing people in, they think we're one way. And it's so hard to keep up that facade for so long. It's so hard to deny your true self for too long without feeling lost, without feeling a sense of placement. You don't feel grounded in anything because you're not being yourself. Each one of us listening tonight, we're unique. And when we're not bringing that forth, we're doing the world a disservice. We really, really are. If we think about it, we're doing our coworkers a disservice. We're doing our friends and family a disservice when we are not being our authentic self. Because the world needs your bubbly attitude. The world needs that beautiful smile. If you're sassy, honey, and you like to wear red hair, The world needs your red hair. The world needs your sass. Because like I said, no one can slay the way that you do. So when we're trying to take on the identity of someone else or be who someone else wants us to be, it's forced. It's not authentic. And quite frankly, it's really stressful. You know, for me to be someone else is very stressful. It's more natural when I can be myself, when I'm in an atmosphere, when I can be happy, my beautiful self. And I'm not talking about the hair and the makeup. When I can just glow from the inside out because I'm just so happy, that's being brave. Where you can say, you know what? You may not like my happiness. You may feel negative. You may not feel like you have a reason to smile, but that's okay. I know I have a reason to smile. And the right people that enjoy my personality and enjoy me being me are going to be my friends. And if you don't want to be my friend or you don't want to be my mate or what have you, then that's your loss. That is where, my friends, true bravery comes in. When we're not so wrapped up in being what others expect us to be. You know, as a little girl, sometimes our parents will tell us, I want you to be a doctor. You know, because they're thinking, you're going to make good money, you're going to be good, you're not going to want for anything. So the child grows up with that pressure. My parents want me to be a doctor. But what happens when you don't want to be a doctor? You may want to be a singer. You may want to be a dancer. It's okay to be who you are. You know why? Because no one can live your life but you. And every moment that you spend trying to live your life the way someone else lives it, you're not living to the fullness that you were created to live. I'm going to let that sink in. When we are not being our authentic selves, we are denying ourselves the right to live a fulfilled life. And I don't know about anybody else, but I'm not going to deny myself any longer. I'm not going to deny myself happiness to appease anyone else. I'm not going to deny my personality to make someone else feel comfortable. And I'm not going to stroke anyone's ego at the expense of bringing myself low. We're not going to do that. We're going to enter this year into a bang, and we're going to be brave in who we are. We're not going to be fearful. We're not going to walk around and say, oh, I just want them to like me. It doesn't matter, because whenever people, they don't want to deal with you, there's always going to be someone else that comes around, and they will appreciate you for who you truly, truly are. To be authentic, it takes courage and strong backbones. You know, so many times I hear people say, I ain't scared of nothing. You know, Bone Crusher had a song, I ain't never scared. He's like, yeah, we say we're never scared. Then we go out there and we're not bringing our full self forward. You know why? Because we want to be accepted. We go on the job and we start trying to act the way the boss wants us to act. You know, we start, we don't want to laugh too much because I don't want people to think we're having fun in what we do. There's nothing wrong with enjoying what you do. There's nothing wrong with getting up in the morning, smiling, enjoying life. If you want to dye your hair purple and red, and if you're happy with it, who am I to judge you? Who am I? This is how we are going to successfully slay the runway of life. When you're watching a fashion show, each model comes out and they're wearing something different. And sometimes it's different costumes. It may not be just bikinis or dresses. Sometimes it's things that you wouldn't see someone wearing in their regular life. But they understand that's what they're given. And they get out there and they rock it. They rock it. They hit it with every beat. And they convince you that even though maybe you may not like that outfit, they are working that outfit. They are rocking that outfit, and you can't tell them any different. Each person comes out unique in something different. How fun would the runway be if everyone came out in the same exact outfit and looked the same, dressed the same, walked the same? It wouldn't be much of a show. So I encourage you, when we're slaying the runway of our life, how are we showing up? How are we showing up? Are we showing up in our stilettos? Are we showing up as a flip-flop? I'm just going to put that out there. And what I mean, not saying there's anything wrong with flip-flops, I just mean, you know, are we showing up our best selves? Are we really being who we are? Are we using our voice? Are we using our gifts? Are we using our talents? Some people may not understand your talent, but that's okay. Everyone doesn't have to understand them as long as you understand. As long as you understand that you were created for a time such as this, as long as you understand that no one can do the things that you do the way that you do them, as long as you understand that there is room for everybody at the top, and that if you don't have a lane, like I said before, if you don't have a lane, you have the power to create one. But that all starts with bravery. In order to be your beautiful self, bravery, has to meet your inner beauty. Don't deny yourself any longer of this thing called life. Don't deny beauty and the essence of who you are. So you may be saying, how do we find ourselves? Well, we all have different paths on how we find ourselves. But one of the things that helped me is, who were we before we became a mom, wife, etc.? I'm a bubbly person at heart. I've always been. So I know that deep down, that's who I am. And there's more to me. And the thing about it is, you may not, when you lose yourself, you're not going to discover yourself overnight. But trust me about who you are, and you start to let the things you do know out, everything else will start to make sense. You'll start saying, oh, man, you know what? I don't even know why I used to talk like that. That person rubbed off on me, or I allowed that person to influence me, you know? Or I was in this relationship for 20 years, and, you know, now I've picked up their mannerisms. You know, now they don't want me to wear my hair this way, so I stopped cutting my hair short, and they want me to wear my hair long, so now I'm wearing it long for 20 years, and I don't really like it. You know, go back to what you do. A relationship should not take away from who you are. I'm going to let that sink in right there. Because so many times we get in relationships and they take. They're not supposed to take. They're supposed to add. When you're in a relationship, whether it's romantic, a friendship, family, add. What are you adding to me? What are you adding? Because the last thing that we want to do as women is lose ourselves. Okay, yes, we're a mom, but we still have to know who we are, because we weren't a mom forever. We're not a mom forever. And then when those kids grow up and they move out, we still have ourselves, you know? And that was another reality check for me. I'm just like, dang, if I don't even know myself when my kids leave, what am I going to do? So that encouraged me to start trying to figure out, who is Valencia? What do I like to do? Because there's going to be a time where I'm not going to be, you know, picking up kids from school and that sort of thing. So I have to know what to do with myself, because if I don't, then I'm going to be miserable. And I say all that to say, don't get so caught up in what we do on a daily basis that we forget the essence of who we are, that we get lost in the chaos of life, that we get lost in the TV shows and the reality TV, and, you know, we think we're supposed to look a certain way, or this is how we should talk to be popular. It, you know, it's not about quantity, quality. I'd rather have 2 good friends that love and adore me than to have 22 friends that think I'm a certain way and they're only hanging around me because they think I'm a certain way that I'm really not. Because the thing about it is, we can only pretend who we are for so long. We can only operate under another identity for so long before we begin to say, wait a minute, I feel off balance. I'm not used to this, because that's not you. When you find out who you are and you are operating in your purpose and you are being brave and you are just rocking your beauty, you know, from the inside out, and you are being uplifting and you're just glowing in love and radiance, and, you know, you're using your talents, that is something
that the world can't give you. You have to give that to yourself. You have to allow yourself to arise. You have to allow yourself to come forth. Be who you are, person that you were designed to be. Everyone may not accept you, and that's okay. If you know anything like I know, you don't want everybody to be your friend. You don't want everybody to accept you. I'm telling you, anybody that doesn't want to accept you, they've done you a favor. Anyone that walks out of your life, let them walk. They've done you a favor. Because at the end of the day, you have you. You have you. And there are people out there that will appreciate the boldness, the beauty. They will assist you in your runway. They want to walk on the runway with you, and that's what you want. You want people that will meet you right where you are and join you on the runway of life and slay with you. And then if they see you slipping, you want somebody to love you enough to come and say, hey, girl, you know, you're slipping. But being yourself, being your authentic self will send authentic people. So I wanted to encourage you guys tonight to find ourselves. Go back to what we love to do. If you love to dance, you know, go cut a rug. Go dance. If you like to sing, start singing. Do what you love to do. If you love to do arts and crafts, knit, whatever it is, do you. Don't get so caught up in life and your job and your children and your husbands and those sort of things that where we put ourselves on the back burner. Because once we lose ourselves, it's a tough thing to get it back. And I'm still picking up the pieces. I'm still, realizing who I am. I'm still discovering things about myself, you know, because I've been a mom for quite some time. So I got lost in that. And so now I'm going back. But the beautiful thing about it is it's not too late. If you're listening tonight, it's not too late. You still can find yourself. Be brave. Be bold. Be you. Be who you were designed to be. You serve a purpose. You have a purpose. You know, it's like buying a can opener but still trying to use a saw to open the can. It's like, well, what's the point of that? The thing is that everybody is designed to do something special. What are you designed to do? What's holding you back tonight? What's holding you back from being your authentic self? If you've lost yourself, it's not too late. Start finding out who you are. Start being brave. Don't deny yourself life any longer. Push forward. Push. You got to just keep pushing and keep going. Never give up. And don't allow fear to be a stumbling block. Because I know what that's like. There's times where I used to be afraid to bring out who I am because I didn't know what people were going to say. Were they going to accept me? You know, were they going to look at me different? Were they going to like me? Were they going to think I was weird? But you know what? I don't care. I don't care. Because when you release who you really are and you're brave, there is no greater freedom than being brave in who you are. For standing up for what you believe in and knowing who you are. To me, that is the greatest liberty that anyone could ever feel, is where you are aware, self-aware of who you are. So, again, allow your bravery to meet your inner beauty, because that's when you will be the most beautiful. And honey, once you get that, trust me, nobody can tell you nothing. Once you really know who you are, no one can tell you anything, because you're going to be slaying that runway up and down. Trust me when I tell you. It's such a, like when you're brave about who you are and you know who you are, you feel so free. You feel happy. You feel beautiful. And that's what I want you all to feel tonight. I want you to know that you are beautiful. Not just the outside, but your inside, your inner makings, your mind, your thoughts, everything about you is just beautiful. And the world needs to know that you're beautiful too. But no one's going to know about your gifts or your talents if we're too fearful to bring those forth. No one's going to know what you truly can do. Some of us
can sing, but we're too afraid to sing. You know, you may be sitting on a record deal. Some of us can draw, but we're too afraid to show people our art. Your art could be in a museum. When we are fearful about who we are stopping the big plan for our life. We are stopping greater things from happening. So I want to push you and encourage you to keep going and allow your bravery to meet your beauty. So we are almost out of time, but before I go, I have to share this with you guys. I put my fear aside, and you guys, you agreed and wrote a book. Woo! I'm super excited about that. I'm super excited. You know what? And when I'm telling you guys about bravery and beauty, I'm also talking about myself because I was fearful at one time to do things. And it's still a process, but I'm super excited. And I, you know what? I want to share this book with you guys. It's called The 10 Commandments of Makeup. That's right. For those of you that don't know, I am a makeup artist as well. My book is called The 10 Commandments of Makeup. And you can get it on Amazon.com, and you can also download it straight to your Kindle. So I'm excited. Check that out. It's loaded with some of your sought-after makeup questions. You know, I put all my information into that book to share it with you guys so that you guys can slay properly, hunty. That's right. So you make sure you get that book. It's called The 10 Commandments of Makeup. Okay, well, we are out of time. Valencia Poirier signing out. And until next time, don't forget to slay your runway.